Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us today. Dr. Dave Stoop is in the studio along with Dr. Thomas Akimoto. And welcome, guys. So glad to have Dr. and Dr. here in the studio with us.
Good to be here.
And,
thanks.
You know, Dr. Akimoto is a Christian psychiatrist. Now, I understand there is actually an organization. Their membership are psychiatrists who have a faith in Christ. Is that right?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for bringing that up. Part of the Christian Medical and Dental Association, which is a 19,000-member national organization of Christian doctors, there's a psychiatry section that takes psychiatrists across the country who are Christians, and we're getting organized and trying to connect with the churches and being believers in a very difficult world these days. So part of that, and we're putting on a show of depression, a depression conference, the end of October at Yorba Linda Friends Church. Just wanted to mention that. So co-sponsoring that for the community here.
Mm. Well, I'd love for you to take a second and answer a really difficult question. A lot of people ask this, you know. So where does Christianity end and psychiatry begin, or how does that all work together there for the people that think that they can't go together? What do you say?
Well, that's a great question, and I get asked that quite often with church. And, you know, it's interesting because mental illness is a significant mental disease. It's a medical illness. Now we consider it as a brain disease. Depression is now considered the worst disabling illness worldwide. And we're physicians who treat those diseases, kind of partly like neurologic diseases. The original psychiatrists were either pastors' kids or they were theologians who were neurologists who became psychiatrists as the 1800s brought on the term psychiatry as medical soul care. And a lot of major psychiatrists through the history of psychiatry were actually Christian.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, or I've heard this said, well, hey, the Apostle Paul didn't have a psychiatrist, so why should we? Well, you know, he didn't have a dentist either, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't have benefited greatly from it. And so there are all sorts of things that people throw up. But here's what I've found. In working with so many professionals in the world of psychology and psychiatry, I find a heart for Jesus and an ability to study, to gain all the knowledge possible in some particular field, and then apply that in ways that a lot of folks don't understand. To me, Dr. Akimoto, the first thing is to understand that the brain is different than the spirit of a person or the soul of a person, that it's an organ. And just as we have to treat a kidney that's malfunctioning, we have to treat the brain organ when it malfunctions. Do you see it that way?
I see it that way. And it's, you know, the more you learn about the brain and how it functions, you just have an appreciation for the Creator created a way for the spirit to be housed in this body. And there's a lot of ways it goes wrong here on Earth. But it's an amazing way that we can be spirit in a body and still function. So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think my my kidneys are functioning just fine every day. Those organs work. But the brain organ, it malfunctions every day. I want to order a salad, and I go to do that. It comes out minestrone. I don't know. It just there's always a problem. I'm always saying one thing when I mean something else, and it needs help. Well, if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back with some great advice right after this.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. I'll be speaking tonight at the Agape Pregnancy Center in Round Rock, Texas. Excited about that. Hope you'll come say hello there. Going to be over in Killdeer, Illinois next week, a week from tonight. And would love to see you there. And by the way, a gift of any amount to this ministry, we would love to send you the understanding and loving a person with narcissistic personality disorder. We would love to get that to you. And don't forget that anybody this month signing up for Club New Life, we send you a thumb drive with 71 teachings, the best teachings that we have. I think you're just going to love this. And a Bluetooth speaker for you to makes it easier for you to hear the program when you use the app there. I think you'll really enjoy it. And if you're already a member, you can get those things just by increasing your membership by $10 a month. We'll send that to you. Well, let's go to the phones and let's talk to Dana. Dana is calling us from Los Angeles, listens on KKLA. Hey, Dana, how are you? Dana, are you there? Dana might not be there. Well, that would be a horrible thing. So, well, if Dana was there, we would love to have talked to her. But I don't know. I guess she's not there. We can go to line two, I think. I'm not sure if that one's available. Line two. And I don't know how to pronounce your name. Can you tell me how to pronounce your name? Sorry about that.
Egosa.
Yeah. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm good, Stephen Arterburn. I'm good.
Well, I'm glad you called us. How can we help today? What's troubling you today?
Well, Steve, I'm glad to say that ever since I started the 90-day thing, I've reached my 30th day of celibacy.
Good for you. Good for you. Did you have a problem with pornography? Is that what you're struggling with?
Here's what I'm really struggling with. It started in October 2017. You ready?
Yeah.
In October 2017, I came across an article, you know, about a director criticizing another person's work for objectifying a woman. I took it way too personally, and as a result of that, a lot of people kept saying if that director was criticizing another woman's character for being sexual, then how come he was. And they fought wrongly, accusing him of objectifying his own character. So what this is how I responded, Steve. I know this is going to get a little silly and weird, but here's how I responded. I kept saying, leave those girls alone, leave those girls alone. But little did I know, I kept sexualizing and masturbating.
Okay. So what's so what's the question for us then?
The question is, how should a strong Christian like me continue to destroy the urge without letting the urge come back to it? Because the urge has been telling me, now that you're so clean, why don't you come back to me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's something that doesn't seem to work very well when you're struggling in that area. Trying harder by yourself. That seems to be kind of a guaranteed prescription for failure. And I've seen a lot of people over the years, you know, we published that book 20 years ago. I've seen a lot of people come out of hiding. You know, as it says in James 5:16, you confess your sins one to another and you pray for each other that you might be healed. That it's in that openness and that connection with other people that the urge goes away. And so in secrecy, I stay kind of sick. Let's see what Dr. Okamoto has to say about this. So we all have urges. Some people it's the urge for food or something else. So what do you think is the best way to deal with compulsive urges that we find ourselves doing the thing we least want to do?
Yeah, it's like you're saying, Steve, it's not just one specific thing like I go to my 12-step group, but then I go home, and that's when I struggle. It's like being social, being connected, having a balance, having input from people who are loving. It's a lot of different ways to address an urge, and it's also emotionally filling your life. It's also spiritually filling your life with good people that can help you be accountable and to encourage you on your struggles. It's with any addiction. It's being in community and having spiritual discipline, as well as looking out for danger zones and how to try to preempt that with your program.
Yeah, Dave, you have a thought here?
I would get involved with a men's Bible study, and where you'd begin to develop some friendships with men, situations where you can be honest with them. So get into a Bible study where they not only talk about the Bible, they talk about their own lives and what's going on. But it all starts with following that James 5:16 passage and being open to other people. And when you share the problem with somebody else, usually you find that the problem becomes less of a problem simply because it's out in the open, it's out in the daylight, and God seems to be freer to work with it once we bring it out into the daylight than when we kind of hide it away in the darkness.
Well, it really is true. And, you know, I think it was probably at Women of Faith, Barbara Johnson was the one that was talking about this first, when she'd say, "You're only as sick as your secrets." And I found that in life, usually the most difficult thing is probably the thing that's going to provide you with the help that you need. So you think that, well, the most difficult thing would be to go tell somebody about this embarrassing thing. I remember sitting in the first group I ever went to. I was studying counseling at seminary there in Fort Worth when I had to talk about this issue. It's horrible. But then the first time you talk about it, all of a sudden about 50% of the power of the problem goes away once you finally decide to open up. And so in all of our challenges, the right thing is often the most difficult. Jeremiah 6:16 says, you know, consider the path that you're about to take and find that old godly way. And what is that old godly way? It's not pride and arrogance. It's humility and a willingness to do whatever it takes to get closer to God. That's the big issue. If you do something that drives you farther from folks on this earth, but it pushes you closer to God, then it was worth it. Because the people that it takes you away from here on earth obviously aren't on that godly path. Now, you have Every Man's Battle. Let me send you a copy of Every Man, God's Man. It takes it to the next level in developing maturity and wisdom here, and I want you to have that. And anybody else, you can get that and any of the other resources at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Dave, before we go to the next call, would you talk to us about our October the 6th Life Recovery Conference there at Mariners in Southern California?
Well, we're doing this once a year in Southern California and once a year in the East Coast. And it's a all-day conference with a variety of speakers. We line them up, the speakers, one after the other. So it's a heavy day of input. But it's for people who are interested and curious about what recovery is all about. We say that recovery is really another word for discipleship, when you bring Christ into the process. And then it's for people who are in recovery or who are thinking about getting in recovery. And it's especially for people who are in leadership roles in recovery programs around the area. And Mariners Church is a great facility. They have a good program going on, and it's going to be an exciting day.
It really is. And, you know, if you've listened, you know that Dave and I, we published 30 years ago the Life Recovery Bible. We thought maybe, I think the publisher thought maybe 100,000 people might buy them over the next 20 years. 3 million of those Bibles are in print. Now we have the second edition. If you haven't seen that, it's got some brand new features in it. It's pretty spectacular. And it really, they're 12 steps for everybody. I've talked about that transcript that Dr. Bob, the last speech he ever gave, he said that he and Bill W. got those steps from the Good Book, especially 1 Corinthians 13, the Sermon on the Mount, and the book of James. And if you've never, ever picked up one of these Bibles, it'll bless your life, no matter what you're going through. And it's a great, wonderful gift to anybody else. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE. For a life recovery Bible. Now let's go to Marie. Oh, wait, not Marie?
Steve? Not yet.
Yes. Steve? Not yet.
Yeah,
let's hold on.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about Club New Life for a minute, if you could.
Yes, do talk about Club New Life. Go ahead, Larry. Okay.
Well, you know, we changed our thank you gift. We've been talking about that this month. And
yes,
the thank you gift is now a thumb drive, or you can download it. If you join Club New Life, it's 71 audio teachings. 71, that's hours of teaching. And it's on most any subject you can think of. You know, our complete New Life Perspective Library is 51, it's 51 of those 71 teachings. And that has, I mean, it's too many to read, but the subject matter is so wide and such a variety, and we have teachers, all of our radio hosts, a few guest hosts like Shannon Etheridge, Bill Butterworth, Kenny Luck. You know, there's other people that are teaching some of these things as well. Plus, we have the New Life Speaker Series. And to me, some of the highlights of that, you know, Henry Cloud does Changing What Never Seems to Change. You know, Dave Stoop, we've got two or three of his. He tells his story of forgiveness, which to me is a landmark teaching, because it's about the forgiveness of his father after his father died, and that's pretty powerful.
How I learned about it.
Yeah.
The meaning of forgiveness.
Yeah. And he did a talk on one of our trips on finishing well, and that was a very touching talk about finishing well. Sherry did Living with Someone with Narcissism. In defense of Christian counseling, you know, those of you that question about counseling in Christianity, it's a fabulous piece that you, John, Henry,
Josh McDowell.
Josh McDowell, that's the name. Yeah, mm-hmm. Talked about that on a television program.
And TBN.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a whole year's worth of Club New Life CDs. This is for Club New Life members. So you can get caught up. You can hear, and there's teachings on each of those. Those CDs include teaching. They include interviews. They include a few radio phone calls.
Yep. And it's all saying thank you.
It's all saying thank you. And plus, we have this Bluetooth speaker that we will send you as a thank you. So when you listen to anything on your smartphone or your tablet or whatever, you can amplify that sound and listen to the whole room can hear it.
We're trying to motivate you to support us if you never have before. And so if we have to add a kitchen sink to it, we're willing to do that. Because I'll tell you, when you hear somebody's life being transformed and you support the ministry, you're part of that transformation. It goes to your account. Anything else you want to say about Club New Life, Larry?
Well, the video libraries, I got to remind folks that video library is amazing. people. Dave has given talks. You have. Every radio host has done teachings on that. And it's got the variety there is amazing, too. We're up to about, we're up to over 150 of those have been posted now. We have about another 100 in the can that we are working on editing and doing the graphics work for. But I can't encourage you enough to go and look at those videos. If you don't know how to get on, need some help getting to those, call us. We'll help. We'll walk you through getting on the first time. After that, it's pretty simple. So
okay, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call if you want to be part of Club New Life. $30 a month, and you have all these benefits: a video library, the thumb drive, Bluetooth speaker, but plus, you're part of transforming the lives of people who are in some pretty deep problems. And all of us have been in those places at one time or another. And what a great way to give back out of gratitude. We'll take this break and we'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go right back to our phones, and let's talk to Brooke, Chicago, Illinois. And Brooke, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Steve. I have been divorced for about a year now. Mm-hmm. It was a year in March.
And what happened? How come?
Like I'm
How come for the divorce? What happened?
My ex wasn't supportive. I have depression and anxiety, and he wasn't supportive of me. And I feel like there were mistakes on both sides, but it was an amicable separation.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm ready to start dating again. I'm in my 20s, and I don't know if I'm... How do I know if I'm ready?
How long were you married, Brooke?
Just about 3-4 years.
3-4 years.
We met in the military and got married real young.
Mm-hmm. And did he divorce you or did you divorce him?
He was the one who asked for it, but I didn't mm-hmm. fight him about getting the divorce.
Mm-hmm. And so if I was talking with him, he would just say, I got tired of her being depressed or?
He would say that he couldn't handle my depression and anxiety and felt like he was the only adult in the relationship.
That's so sad. Did you guys ever get any help together?
We went to see a counselor twice. the first time the counselor was saying, oh, you guys should do activities together. Well, when you're depressed, like I was, you don't want to do activities. You just want to stay home and, you know, watch Netflix or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that didn't really, the counselor wasn't a good fit. And then the second time we went to see the same counselor, he asked if we wanted to continue counseling and save the marriage. And my ex said no. So we stopped going and filed for divorce.
Mm. And are you taking medication for the depression?
I am not currently. I know that I have depression, but I'm managing it in other ways, like not drinking and exercise and trying to keep my endorphins up naturally rather than taking the medication. But I have taken it in the past.
Were you taking it while you were married and it didn't work? Is that what you think?
I did take it for a time while we were married, but I stopped because it was inhibiting my desire to be intimate with him. And I thought that if we could be intimate, that would fix everything. And, of course, mm-hmm. that's not the answer.
Mm. Well, let's turn it over to Dr. Okamoto here. And what do you – I mean
– That's a tough one.
So, yeah.
A lot of issues. We talk about marriages. Being married in the military is a different world, and it's a whole different – experience than kind of regular marriages. It's a lot more pressure. People get married for different reasons, the intimacy level, the intensity of the emotions, and what people in the military have to do in their head to sort of survive that. It's a different world. It's a different life. So marriages are a big casualty, kind of not an easy thing. Depression when you're young is pretty affecting. It can really change the way you live your life, and relationships are affected by depression really significantly. So it makes everything tougher, and it sounds like you were trying to get treatment and you were trying to get help for the marriage, and it sounds like he just wasn't there with you. He just wasn't committed and did not want to do the work, which is pretty tragic. Mm-hmm. So that's a tough one.
Yeah, it felt like that love is a choice and not a feeling, and I feel that he wasn't choosing to love. It was more of an emotion that he fell out of.
Well, when you were with him, did anything work to help you with the depression? Did anything that you took or did cure it, fix it, make it better?
I think at the time it was just a cacophony of bad things. I was in a bad job that wasn't fulfilling or satisfying. I wasn't feeling fulfilled or satisfied with my marriage. And then towards the end of the marriage, and this is a real kicker, he invited one of his coworkers to live with us, but this coworker is female. So that was kind of put the nail in the coffin for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you were asking Brooke about whether you should start dating again. One of the things that you would be wise to do would be to Henry and Steve both encourage this, to date 20 guys and don't settle on anybody until you hit number 20, and get to know men, get to know what you like, what you don't like, what you missed the first time around, what you misread, and take the time to grow in your relationship with men.
Well, and here's the other thing. Tell me about the girlfriends in your life now. What are they like, or are they in your life? Do you have them?
I have a couple close girlfriends, and they're just supportive and lovely. About half of them are married or in a committed relationship, and the other half are single or dating around.
Okay, so if you have really strong female relationships, connections, then ask them what they think. Do they think you're ready? Do you think you're stable enough? Do you think you're healthy enough not to just fall for, you know, first guy that comes along? That would be one thing. But if you don't have them before you start dating, you really need to have those strong female relationships that can encourage you, but also say, wow, you know, that is just not a healthy human being.
When you choose the next guy too, Brooke, with depression, it sort of makes the bar raise higher. You've got to choose somebody who will be understanding and supportive and accept who you are, even with a treatable illness like depression.
Yeah, not an easy thing. And so it's always difficult to wait, but I don't know of anybody that's ever regretted waiting a little longer than moving a little sooner. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and hope that you'll join us for our Life Recovery Conference on October the 6th. It's going to be a great time there in Southern California. And just a final note here to Brooke. I'm going to send you a copy of Is This the One? And there's some guidelines in this book on, am I ready to date again? And when I do date, how can I date to be sure I don't get myself in trouble? And of course, you know, we see this all the time. A person, you know, you're free, you're not attached to anybody, you have your whole life ahead of you, and then you turn right around and you marry somebody that is just like the person you were married to before. We don't want that to happen for you. And so I think this book can really help you. And it's got some great, great dating activities that can help you figure out, is this Mr. Wrong or Miss Wrong, Miss Right, or Mr. or Miss Not Right Now? That'd be really good to know, I think. Let's go to Haley from Los Angeles, California, listening on KKLA. Hi, Haley. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing okay. Yep. Very very glad to have you on the program, and wondering how we might be able to help you today.
Well, I'm 22, and I've got a 26-year-old brother who suffers from Asperger's pretty badly. He was diagnosed when he was younger, but doesn't believe that he actually does suffer from it, and refuses to medicate, refuses to agree that he has any kind of problem. And I, you know, I care for him so much. I love him. He's my big brother. I want him to be great and healthy and successful. And I find that he's 25. He lives with my parents. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't do much. He doesn't have much motivation to do much. And he lies a lot about things. Like when he has job interviews, he tends to really stretch the truth and lie a lot, which I've heard is kind of one of the larger symptom of having Asperger's, is they kind of have an arrogance complex. And I just want to know how I can help him come beyond this. I've had other friends who have Asperger's before that have accepted that they have it and can see that there's a lot of strengths in this condition and that they can use the strengths to their advantage, and that also, you know, there are pitfalls about it and they can learn to overcome them. And I was just wondering what you guys thought.
Well, Dr. Okamoto, I mean, once again, here's somebody that is refusing medication and somebody around them thinks they need it. It must be awfully frustrating. Of course, when somebody is in your office, they're there most likely to get help. But how could she encourage him? He's got Asperger's. He can be helped. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Haley. In L.A., what have you looked into so far in terms of resources, support networks, and things like that? It sounds like he doesn't really want to acknowledge, he doesn't really want to get any help for a problem, and that's the frustration.
He doesn't. You know, in our relationship, I've just kind of been as supportive as I can, trying to help him get some jobs and, you know, make friends and introduce him to my friends so that he can surround himself with some good people and maybe get a job. But in terms of, like, finding support group or anything, I haven't really found any resources. And he's also just so adamant that he doesn't have a problem that he's not looking into it.
Yeah, especially with adults, there aren't as many programs, especially if he's not to a severe level where he doesn't qualify for special programs that he doesn't need. But any socialization groups, any kind of coaching groups, I mean, this is not just for people who have Asperger's as well. A lot of people just do not want to do the counseling. Let's say anywhere from people with Asperger's to people who have things like psychosis or treatable depressions or but even people who are surgeons or doctors or engineers, CEOs, we're doing all kinds of things to try to give them a way to get help but not call it therapy or not call it counseling because they just feel shamed or they feel less than. So the coaching route or career counseling, that kind of a thing is sometimes a way we'll encourage people to get some extra help in doing job interviews or something like that where he can get some socialization training.
So it's a really good point to look at the power of stigma and that, you know, that might be the number one thing that's preventing him from getting help is just thinking that and not just thinking there's a stigma in getting help, but there really can be. Sounds like to me, Dr. Okamoto, the professionals just don't want to have it on their record.
Oh, it's a very shameful thing in the mental health industry as well as the medical industry and CEOs. It's still very difficult to have any mental health kind of diagnosis. It's a very tough place to be still.
But I like your suggestion. Again, we did this on an earlier show of coaching or job coaching, and that may be an avenue that you can take in terms of offering him some opportunities or some alternatives that he could get contact a job coach and find out what kind of jobs would be appropriate for him.
And we often do things like we used to do a lot of group therapy and process therapy. Mm-hmm. Now I tell a lot of my resistant patients to try Toastmasters, you know, something where it's very encouraging, very socializing, but any kind of group process dynamic like that, the Covey series or anything.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
That makes so much sense, and it really is. Here's a psychiatrist dealing with reality because reality is, you know, people that need help don't want to look like they need help.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people are that way.
Yeah.
And I think the goal is getting people out of themselves. If you go to Toastmasters, you know, you're going to meet some of the most gregarious people. And usually you hear a really great talk or two or three. Or four. So I love that advice. And but really, if you've been resistant to counseling, call us and just say, hey, I'd like to consider some coaching. and maybe we can get you some help that way. And for your you and your brother, I mean, I think it's wonderful that your brother has someone like you that cares about him. So maybe you call him up and say, okay, let's look at this from a different perspective. I've been encouraging you to do this and this way. How about I give up on that and let's try to find something that we both agree might really be helpful to you, and then maybe he could take a look at or be willing to being coached if he's not willing to get real live, quote unquote, counseling.
Or go with him to Toastmasters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be a pretty fun thing, I think. And I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I would love for him to read that because, you know, so often a person is spending their whole life reacting to the reality that maybe has been there since they were an infant. And they react to it rather than respond in a healthy way to it. And what we want to do is help people go from being reactors to responders, no longer needing to cover something up and live in the false self, but live in the real, authentic self. And that's what Take Your Life Back is all about. And you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or by going to newlife.com. Now, before we go to this break, let me just run down the things that we have going. Every Man's Battle is going to be October the 5th in Washington, D.C. And there are a lot of guys in shame try to deal with sexual integrity issues by themselves, and it doesn't work. And then they finally do something. Maybe they don't want to do it, but the wife says, just go do it. And they do it. And they find a whole other world of sexual integrity and purity. And you feel good about yourself when you go to bed at night because you've lived a life that's free of sexual temptation and compulsion and addiction. So that's going to be October the 5th. In Washington, October the 5th in Washington, D.C. The 6th is at Mariners Church in Irvine. That's our Life Recovery Conference. Dave and I'll be there along with Chris Williams and other speakers. And then September the 21st, that's next week, Intimacy in Marriage. We have seen people that hated each other come out of this, fall back in love. The success rate of this workshop is pretty incredible. And if you've been looking for something that would help you have a better marriage or transform your marriage completely, this is the place to come. You find out about this and all the other things that we're doing, including Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart, November the 9th. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Restore for women who have been betrayed with a man who does not have sexual integrity. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I remember the days when I would listen to Minrith Meyer, and I always thought, what a great thing. Two psychiatrists, Christians, helping folks, and had no idea I'd be doing radio with them one day. And here we are with Dr. Thomas Okamoto, and he is a Christian psychiatrist. And so many things have been developed over the past few years that truly help people who have a strong faith, but for whatever reason, genetic or biological predisposition, whatever, trauma, really struggle in life. And so while I've got a real live Christian psychiatrist in the studio, what do you think for most people who they might come to you or they might not, but what do you think is the most helpful thing that a person could do to be sure that they're developing healthy lifestyle and that the brain is working the best possible and relationships are what is something that you just think is healthy for anybody, whether they have a problem or not?
Well, it's an interesting question. I've just kind of never thought about it that way before. How to stay healthy.
Because you're dealing with problems. Yeah.
I treat a lot of illness. I don't see a lot of healthy people. But it's a matter of you hear it everywhere else, too. It's balance. It's taking care of your perspective and having a balance in life of work, spirituality, relationships, as well as an inner life. So they're finding out more about how important it is to do things like what they call mindfulness, which is very similar to prayer. Relationships and meditation, all the things that if you're a Christian, you sort of do already and know that it's helpful and there's a real source behind it, as opposed to just doing the mechanistic, doing this or that. It's got more meaning to it. So we have a lot of built-in things that intuitively provide mental health as well as physical health.
You know, when I started working in this field, I tell people all the time, they say, well, how have things changed? And I would say that, you know, most of the calls were about depression. And now so many of the calls relate to infidelity and other things. But really, the depression hasn't lessened, has it? I mean, it seems like it's still so pervasive. What do you think about that?
It's increasing overall. And the worry is that it's increasing in kids, leading to things like suicidal thoughts, suicidal acts. The levels of suicide are actually increasing. And we are really, even though we have a lot of medical treatments and therapies that are very helpful, the pressures and the cultures are not helping us in getting a balance so much. So we're trying to chase the tail of these illnesses. And it's hard for people to get in to see psychiatrists now because there's not enough of us for how much people suffer with these illnesses.
And is there a general modern-day cause for more depression? Is it because people are less connected or under more stress or too much stimulus? Do you have an opinion about why it is so severe?
They are studying that. The bright people at NIH and across the world are trying to figure out why it's so bad lately. I think everybody feels the pressure and the stress. But even without that, overall, worldwide depressions, mental illnesses, it's still there, even in the most peaceful places. But when we see anything that tries to pressure us or dehumanize us, the isolation of the electronics and the medias, all those things we would think would be bad for us, it really is. It does bad things to us. And so getting back to relationships, human contact, spiritual meaning, all of that is still true.
It seems simplistic, but every time I talk to somebody like you, this word isolation comes up. And, you know, hey, I'm not isolated. I've got 150 friends on Facebook. No, that doesn't.
That doesn't count.
But really, it is. It does seem to be the thing that is identified the most as causing the most problem: isolation, increased isolation.
Yeah, and when you think about everything about the Bible has to do with relationship. It's either loving God or loving everyone else. And it's all about being out of isolation and in process in relationship.
And how that becomes such a big problem is, in addition to having habits that increase my isolation, I develop an attitude that I should only do what feels good, comes natural, or is comfortable. And so if I don't feel comfortable being in the presence of other people, I just stay in my parents' basement, play war games, and look at pornography and things like that, and I isolate even more and get more depressed. Mm-hmm. And you have to go against your inclination. You have to do the tough thing. So just like you need air, food, water, I don't want to shock anybody, you need people. Yeah. You need relationships.
Yeah.
It's not an option.
And it's an active thing we have to do. Like you go out and exercise 150 minutes a week for health, you have to reach out, talk to people and say, hey, who are you? I'm who I am. Let's have a connection. It takes work.
And some people go out and exercise. It's like just part of their nature. It's easy. And some, it's more difficult. And that's the same way it is with relationship. But you have to decide this is a minimal level of acceptability as a human being. I've got to go out there and I've got to build relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Akimoto, I hope and pray you'll come back because we love
you.
We love what you've done over these years. I've always admired you.
Thank you.
I just am kind of wondering why we haven't had you on sooner. Hope you'll come back.
And
if anybody in the Southern California area needs to get in touch with you or some of the people you work with, they can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hope and pray that something that we've said today has helped you. Maybe it would help somebody else. So please tell somebody about the program. We are on Sirius XM at channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, about 200 terrestrial stations. You can get us on the New Life app anytime, and you can go to newlife.com. We're not a ministry that wants people to feel better about themselves. We want people to make a transformation. We want them to come to a weekend or go see a counselor or do something they've never done before so that everything changes. 180-degree change. That's what we're here for. To that end, we've got Every Man's Battle October the 5th in D.C., November the 2nd in Orange County, California. Intimacy in Marriage is September the 21st. Mylon K. Yurkovich, and I'll be doing that with them. My wife and I were working with Mylon K. a few weekends ago. These people, they know their stuff. It is powerful what they do. And then our Life Recovery Conference is October the 6th in Irvine, California. We'd love to have you join us there at Mariners Church and restore for all of those women who have been hurt by a man who has a sexual integrity problem. It's Restore. That's November the 9th in Washington, D.C. And I absolutely know that it's difficult to think you would benefit from something like that. But when you go, you find a lot of other women right where you are, and it life is never the same. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Club New Life, a gift of any amount, whatever you can do, 1-800.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.